following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You need to spruce up your bathroom? Take advantage of limited-time values on special bath buys at Lowe's, like a new Project Source Chrome Bath Faucet, now only $19. Or check out a Style Selections 24-inch Auburn Vanity and Matching Mirror for only $199. And if you want to save money and water, pick up a Penguin Dual Flush Toilet with overflow protection for just $148. That's a saving of $50. But hurry, supplies won't last long. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through February 20th while supplies last.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmers Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained Farmers agent at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back in studio from State Wrestling, and we'll talk a lot of wrestling on today's show as we recap the championships. We've got a pretty full show outside of wrestling. We've got to talk a little basketball. We've got to talk a little Lopers, little Broncos, little Huskers, plus great golf finish yesterday. And a lot more to talk about on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Mike Shadwinkle of Grand Island, Tyler Herman of Amherst, Darren Garfield of Central City will all join us on the program today. Give us a buzz if you'd like to be part of the show, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Glad to have you along with us. You can dent popper, inbox us anytime. Your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, because Daddy is actually back.
Good to be back. Good to be back. A week away. Got some sun.
A week?
Well, yeah. Roughly a week. Good to be back in the States, though. Had a good vacation. 95-degree weather where I was. Did it get cold here at all?
Nope.
Good. Beautiful. Good. Yeah, I'm glad, because I sure hated it for it to have been. Not one of those things. Had a good vacation, caught some fish, so had a good time with some buddies of mine from the Kearney area, from the Wood River area. So got back late Saturday night, and had a day to kind of catch things up yesterday, and now back at it today. You know, while I was gone, I knew of two things that went on. And I went to Panama fishing is where I went. I knew two things that happened. I knew Whitney Houston died, and I knew there was Lynn Sanity going on. Those were really the only two sporting news things that I knew, period, in the world. And the coverage in Panama, boy, they must be huge Whitney fans, because it was 24/7, and maybe it was the same here. But that was a little taken back when we got it in off the water one day. And then the Jeremy Lin thing that I knew a little bit about before we left, but then the week we were gone, it really took over. I knew state wrestling was going on. I knew a lot of kids were participating down there, but really didn't know how any of them did until late Saturday night. When, of course, I heard the champions were from our backyard again, so congratulations to all the area kids that competed down there and wrestled well, and congratulations to our area coaches that did so well again.
Grand Island winning their fourth consecutive Class A title, and Andrew Reedy winning his fourth individual title, along with Thomas Gilman of Omaha Scud and Eric Sofel of Howells, who never lost in his high school career. Only won 4-2, though, in the final. He was pushed in that one. Class B went to Omaha Scut, Central City the runner-up. Class C to Valentine, which is probably the surprise. They thought Valentine would be in the mix, but Madison was the favorite there, and Amherst winning their third straight as they take out Pender in the Class D state championships. And a lot of these teams are going to be strong again next year. In fact, I think everybody suspects that A, B, and D champions will be the same teams next year, and C seems to be the only one with the different champion almost every year.
And I'm just going to throw the Pender team have five individual champions on that team. And Denny Oliver, who wrestled at the University of Nebraska-Kearney, or was UNK then, now the coach there. Has that ever been done before? A team with five individual champions?
Lots of them.
That's remarkable. I thought that was great to point out, because to have five, yeah, that's great. You get 13 kids down the state tournament, but five individual champions?
And can't win it.
And can't win it.
That's what's amazing. Amherst set a team record for points in Class D. That's why Pender didn't win it. They tied for most medalists in a tournament with 9, and they also broke the pin record for a state tournament with 20. A lot of records go down there. So that's what has happened here over the last few days. It's been absolutely psycho. We get into basketball heavy. State swimming is this weekend. Next year, we will be getting ready for the state dual tournament in wrestling, an extra week of wrestling, and it will either be in Grand Island or Kearney. From what we understand, those bids go in front of the NSAA board next month. But right now, Mike Shadwinkle joins us, head coach of four-time defending state champion Grand Island. Mike, once again, congratulations. Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks a lot. Great to be on.
Does it seem four times? Because just a moment ago, it seemed like, hey, Grand Island has finally won a state championship. And that's been 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how fast this 4 years has gone. It's amazing. I still look back at the pictures of Andrew Reedy and Carlos Rodriguez and this group of seniors when they were freshmen, and it's just unbelievable how much they've changed, but it seems like it's happened overnight.
Coach, to do it finally this year, the target was firmly planted on your back from the start of the year. You had to be pleased with that.
Absolutely. You know, this group's been through a lot, and we've had a lot of ups and downs, especially this year, and you know, this senior class has really, really dwindled down from what we had when they were freshmen. And you know, to pull this off and get this fourth one was pretty special.
Last year, you had so many kids advance into the semis and medal and do so many things. Not quite as many this year. I think some people don't realize that this just doesn't happen. I mean, okay, so we had, you know, 10 semifinalists, and I think it was 12 medalists last year, something crazy like that. Okay, so we didn't have that this year. Well, that doesn't happen every year just because you win a state title. It was still a solid season.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because we've kind of, in the last 3 years, we've won the tournament by such a substantial margin that it's almost weird. You know, it almost, you know, not to sound arrogant, but it was a totally different tournament for us this year. I mean, we really had to battle and fight, and, you know, not that we didn't those other previous years, but this year we really had to work for it, you know, and Omaha Burke put a lot of pressure on us by putting, you know, as many kids as they did in the finals and score as many points as they did, and, you know, there was other teams knocking us off, and North Platte had an amazing state tournament. I mean, it was just a tournament where we really, really had to compete and dig deep, and that it made it really special.
Mike, when did you know it was clinched, though?
Saturday morning, I think when the three guys that we had wrestling on the backside all got in for third and fourth, that really kind of sealed it up at that point.
Were you worried, or were the kids worried when you left the arena on Thursday, you guys weren't in the lead for the first time in 4 years?
Yeah, that was a little nerve-wracking. I mean, we went back to the hotel and kind of talked about what had happened and talked about what we needed to do, and you know, we kind of talked about not panicking and you know, just understanding that we've got to do what we can do and take care of our own destiny and keep working one match at a time to get things done. So, there was definitely some nerves. There were definitely, a little bit of uncertainty in what was going to happen. And we also knew as a coaching staff that if we could push as many kids through the finals as we did, that we'd probably be okay, and it ended up working out.
Coach, first I want to ask you about the littlest guy on your team. We know him a little bit. I want you to talk about him and his performance down there.
Well, I thought Dante had a really solid state tournament. I mean, obviously everybody could see that Friday night things got to him a little bit. He got a little nervous, and you know, he kind of puckered up a little bit in the semifinals, and you know, Noah Locke's kind of frustrated him a little bit by, you know, just kind of hanging back and keeping his distance and using his length against him. And that, you know, I think, you know, we kind of learned some lessons there. And I think Dante probably would agree that, you know, he got a little razzled, a little, you know, and got worked up. But ultimately, he did a great job in recomposing himself at the end of the match and in the overtime and getting the takedown and ended up, you know, taking care of business. And then, you know, obviously in the finals, had a great finals match, just kind of meticulously put points on the board slowly through the match and then ended up getting the pin in the third period. So it was a great performance by Dante overall.
Mike Schadwinkle joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for just another minute as they are the four-time state champions. Mike, I think it would be not poignant if we didn't bring up Blake Fruchtel, who started his career with your program and then finishes it at Northwest as a state champion. When he was eligible to wrestle, he went 3-for-3 in Omaha. So he had three chances to win state, and he did win three times. Just your thoughts on that.
Well, it's a great it's a great story, and obviously he's been well publicized, you know, both at his lowest low and at his highest highs, you know, and for Blake to come back through and finish things up was, you know, it's a great tribute to him. It's a great tribute to all of the work that he's put in, you know, both on the mat and both in his personal life. And you know, for us, it's just like seeing another Islander win another state title, and we're extremely happy for him and proud of him. And you know, he's done a great job at Northwest, and obviously those coaches had some impact on him as well. And so we wish him the best, and we're glad that things worked out for him, and just hope that, you know, his life continues to stay in order and he continues to stay on track and doing great things, and hope he can go wrestling college somewhere and continues to excel in his life.
Mike, do you have any idea what Reedy and Rodriguez's combined four-year record for you were?
I don't know. It'd be interesting to look up. And I've kind of started thinking about some stuff like that I've really got to go back and look at career records and see what all they've done. And, you know, we have a record board that we keep, freshman records, sophomore records, and junior records, and senior records. And there's going to be a lot of them that fell this year. But, yeah, those two have an unbelievable amount of wins, and their win-loss percentage has got to be through the roof. I'm guessing it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 to 25, somewhere in that neighborhood. Maybe not quite that high, 280, 290 to 30, 35, 20, 25, somewhere in there.
Well, it's been an incredible run, and I guess the final question we have for you, Mike, will it continue next year? A lot of people believe it will, that you will be preseason number one, even with losing some great kids like Rodriguez and Reedy. What's next year already look like for you?
Well, we do have a lot of good young kids coming back, and we lose five seniors off of our team, and you know, and then obviously Dante scores a lot of points. So I don't know if I'd give us the preseason nod for number one. And you know, Burke's got a lot of points coming back and a lot of finalists coming back, and you know, I really think that, you know, there's a lot of really good talented state champions coming back that are underclassmen in Class A. So I really feel like if we're going to do it next year, we're going to have to really create balance again. We're going to have to be able to take 14 kids to state, and we're going to have to medal a huge portion of them. We're going to have probably 10, 11 medalists next year, and I don't know if we'll be able to get as many finalists and state champions next year, but who knows? You know what? We'll get right back on the mats here in a week or so and get the kids wrestling more, and you know I'm committed to getting back to it, and I think the kids already are too. I've already talked to a lot of the younger kids, and they're pumped and ready to get back on the mats, and you know, that's what it's all about. It's so much fun working with kids that really want to do it and really want to work at it, and that's really where the joy comes in coaching, is when you find the kids that share the same passion that you do and really wanting to excel in something, and spending time with them is just makes it that much more enjoyable.
Mike, that was my last question. Maybe you just answered it. You take any time off, or boom, when you're a state champion and you want to be a state champion. I mean, where do these kids wrestle at next?
Well, yeah, following up, would you are you ready for state duels? I mean, if it was this weekend, would you be ready?
Heck yeah, we'd be ready. I want to do it. I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to the opportunity next year. You know, it's an exciting thing, and then for our sport and for the state of Nebraska and the wrestling fans, I mean, it's a great thing, and we. can't wait to have it happen. And to answer your question about me, about the work that we put in and stuff, you know, we'll take this week off and we'll have some individual meetings with the kids and, you know, reevaluate and reset our goals and decide where we want to go and what we want to do. And then, you know, talk about what it's going to take. And then, you know, we'll start building our plan for next year, and we'll be on the mats as early as next week starting in. And, you know, kids will be wrestling in Midwest Classic, and some kids will be going to USA Nationals, and some will get into freestyle and Greco, and some kids might even go out to Virginia Beach and some of the big national tournaments that we'll see. So, yeah, there's no rest for us. We'll get right back at it.
Obviously, the ALDA Invitational coming up as well. Hey, Mike, congratulations on another state championship. And as always, thanks for the time you give us in our continued coverage of wrestling. Enjoy a little time off.
Hey, I appreciate it. And congratulations to all the other state championship teams and the individuals. And, you know, obviously what Coach Herman's been and what he did this year is obviously really impressive. And want to certainly congratulate another guy from our local listening area. But great job by Valentine and the Scott guys rebounding as well. I mean, it was just a fantastic state tournament. So thanks again for having me on.
You bet, Mike. Take care. Head coach of the Grand Island Islanders, Mike Shadwinkle. Their state champions were Andrew Reedy, and also bringing home a state championship for Grand Island was Dante Rodriguez. So there you go.
Good for them. You look at the seniors and what they've done for the program. They continue. Five seniors that, you know, leave. They replace them with more kids coming up. Four-time state champion, people, great runs, you know, Class A wrestling. You would think the balance of power would shift around and moved around. Well, it hasn't. Grand Island's got a stranglehold on it right now.
Three of those five finalists, by the way, are underclassmen, Rodriguez and Reedy, the seniors, but Dante Rodriguez, no relation to Carlos, along with Trey Trujillo and Chase Reese, who are in the finals, will also be back. We're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up, Tyler Herman will talk about Amherst. Darren Garfield talk about Central City. Plus, we've got a lot of the other sports to talk about today on the Doug and Daddy Show. You were pretty tired when you got back.
I was beat. That's why I fell right into my bed from Bruce Furniture. That's why when I got up yesterday afternoon, I plopped my butt right down in my recliner from Bruce Furniture. They've got it all for you.
You let it slip, too. See, it's so true. I got up yesterday afternoon.
Well, that happens. Get home real, real late. So it's just right for you. They've got all you need for all your furnishings, whether you're looking for bedroom sets, they've got those. Whether you're looking for some for the living room, the dining room, they've got those. Check it out. Bruce Furniture is just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings. And out west, if you're at Alliance, check them out. You got a free in-home trial period. Maybe you make a purchase that doesn't look like you thought it'd fit in your room. No problem. They'll take it out and replace it for you because they're just right for you. Bruce Furniture.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Forbes magazine suggests entrepreneurs and small business startups will put the U.S. economy back on track. It's National Start Your Business Month, and it's time to do your part today at LegalZoom.com. Take a look at the Inc. 500 list. You'll find over 24 companies started through LegalZoom. They're also helping thousands of contractors, property owners, retail stores, restaurants, and even doctors get their business started right now. LegalZoom saves you time and money, and you get total customer support. But it doesn't end there. LegalZoom offers continuing legal help through their legal plan, available in most states. They'll also throw in free accounting software. Sweet. Go to LegalZoom.com during National Start Your Business Month and save even more when you enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom is not a lawyer, and self-help services are provided at your specific direction. For incorporations, LLCs, DBAs, and more, go to LegalZoom.com today.
A wise man once said,
"If one does not tuneth one's own horn, it shall remain largely untuned."
And that's why the Midway Auto Group in Kearney wants to do a little horn blowing. You see, we want you to know we had a great year, and we're pretty sure it's because we offer our customers a hassle-free buying experience, bottom-line pricing, free routine maintenance for a year, and free car washes for life. Come to think of it, maybe that's also the reason why the Midway Auto Group was named the best new and used car dealer in the recent Kearney Hub Best of Kearney Reader's Choice Awards. It stands to reason when you set out to do things a little differently and create a better way to buy a vehicle, that good things are bound to happen. You gotta figure that's why Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac is celebrating its 25th anniversary, and the fact that we're the number one volume Chevy dealer in central Nebraska, and that Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is the number one volume size A dealer in the Midwest. So I say toot away, Midway, toot away. Midway Auto Group, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
As cloudy conditions continue today, we'll see some scattered rain showers still possible with highs up around the lower 40s. Winds will stay to the south at 10 to 20. There's a slight chance for rain showers mixing with snow into tonight with a low of 24. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 41.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Now that we've got the big fella kind of rested up, he's ready to eat, and he wants to get back to one of his favorite spots, and that's the Chicken Coop, whether it be in Kearney or Grand Island, with race season starting this weekend at Fawner. Don't forget, a great place to start your day or end your day is at the Chicken Coop, Kearney or Grand Island, and every Monday night in Kearney, bull fries and french fries, only $5.99. Enjoy them. It's a specialty. It's every Monday in Kearney at the Chicken Coop, and in Kearney and Grand Island. Maybe you want to do a little boneless wings. It is boneless chicken wings, 40 cents each, minimum of 10, but why don't you just get a ton of them? You and your buds, get back, watch some Big Monday basketball, maybe some replays of the golf, kick it back, you know, talk to your friends that came back from, you know, 3.5 weeks of vacation. See how it went. It's going to take a while to recap all that, tell them what was going on while they were gone, find out all the cool things while they were on vacation. You can do it at the Chicken Coop. Get your boneless wings. Choose from the 13 different flavors. And don't forget lunchtime coming up here. They've got lunch specials every single day. And not a bad seat in the house to watch your favorite sporting activities. Maybe you want to watch, you know, Iona take on Idaho State in basketball. Well, it normally wouldn't be on, but all you got to do is say, hey, can I get that Iona-Idaho State game up? There it is, and you've got it at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. What
you mentioned the golf, just in passing.
That's where I was going.
Unbelievable finish. I could not believe it.
Most of it. I got back here to the station to put in some extra work last night, and I turned it on just in time as Mickelson's lining up the putt that he made on 18.
Well, that's all you needed to see, because there'd only been six total birdies after those two all day on 18. So you're figuring, if anybody can, okay, one of the two maybe has a chance. But Mickelson knocks the thing dead center, and the crowd goes, hey, that's what's crazy. When the crowd goes crazy, Bradley's got to be thinking, what the hell? What? I mean, seriously, guy? I've got a third the pot you've got, and you just did that to me? And somehow, I mean, he's been there before. He has a flair for the dramatics, and they made a huge deal about that. He runs it in the back of the cup. Now you go to the overtime or the extra holes, sudden death, and you're thinking, okay, first hole, so one of these guys is going to birdie 18. Okay, nope, nothing happened. But then you get to 312-yard par 4. And they all knock it up there, and none of them give themselves an opportunity.
Well, that must have been an impossible hole. I got to thinking, especially Bill Haas, who was last after the first two guys, after Phil and Bradley, put themselves in really bad spots, which ended up to cost them. But why didn't Haas lay up? And then all of a sudden, the green, even if you lay it up, how do you stop it on that green? It sounds like the play was to bomb it over the green
and try and run
and maybe run that back bunker and then slap it in the hill, which means you'd have had to carry it 310 yards in the air, and then there's danger over there. That seemed like an impossible hole, but for him to run in that 43-footer, and Phil, one of the finest wedge players in the world, couldn't put it on the green. That's how tough it was, with a decent shot. So, but it was fun. It was great theater, and That's better. That's the best. Sports is the best reality television.
But if that finish didn't fire you up for the Masters, I mean, what a great. I mean, this is really. It starts about when March Madness is going to get wound up here. I mean, about the next 2 weeks with all the basketball, and we got high school stuff to bring you too. But you get the high school stuff going, you get championship week going, then the basketball starts, then the Masters starts, it all culminates the first week in April. Great month of sports.
And as we said, champions begin being crowned this past weekend at the state wrestling tournament. We've just had a chance to talk to Mike Shadwinkle, winning 4 in a row in A and now winning 3 in a row in D, the Amherst Broncos. And Tyler Herman joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Hey, Tyler, once again, thanks for joining us. I know we've got a chance to talk a lot here over the last 10 days, but again, congratulations.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
Well, you've had a little time for this to kind of settle in a little bit. Has anything else popped into your mind about what happened over the last 3 days of the tournament?
Oh, I tell you what, Doug, it was just a heck of a weekend for us. Just an absolutely phenomenal state tournament. Probably the best state tournament I've ever been a part of as a coach. You know, going in, we knew we were going to be in a dogfight with Pender. And to go out and beat him as bad as we did by like 23, 24 points, whatever it was, and to have 9 medalists, break all those records that we broke was just unbelievable. The kids wrestled out of their minds. You know, we had a couple of things that didn't go our way throughout the tournament, but the kids responded well and came out on top.
I know you wrestling guys are worse than people filling out NCAA brackets, all right? when you're breaking down points and scores, what was the highest point total you or one of your coaches came up with before this thing started?
Oh, I tell you, before the tournament started, we weren't even thinking about points. We were thinking about how many kids we had to get in the medal and how many kids we had to get in the finals. And, you know, somebody would have told me before the tournament started that we were going to break the Class D record and score 187 and a half points. I don't know if I would have believed them. But I tell you what, the kids, they stepped up. They peaked when we needed to peak. They wrestled well at the right time. And I'm just incredibly proud of what our kids did. Like I said, to have that kind of performance is just unreal, a performance that nobody else has ever had in the history of Class D wrestling, and our kids did it.
And Pender's got to be thinking, boy, did we pick the wrong year? Because it's not like they underachieved either, was it, Tyler?
Oh, no. I tell you what, you know, hats off to Pender. They had a great tournament. They went 7-0 Friday night, sending 6 guys to the finals, and they probably, I think they thought they had it in the bag after that. Especially after we lost a couple heartbreakers at 106, where we just lost in the last 10 seconds, and Logan Dibbern lost in overtime. You know, if we win those matches in the semis, we're up by 30-some points going into Saturday instead of up by a point and a half. I really actually thought we were probably down by about 10 points after that round was over Friday, and somebody told me we were up by a point and a half. And when I heard that, I knew we had it. You know, we had 5 guys wrestling in the consolation rounds Saturday morning, and we talked that night at the hotel. You know, we told those guys you can score anywhere from 5 to 7 points that first round, and we could put this team race, you know, in the bag. We could end it right away in the morning with you guys, and we won't even have to sweat it in the finals. And those kids came out and wrestled well. We had 2/3 and a 4th and 2/5 that morning, and that kind of sealed the deal.
5 state champions, though. They had 5 state. Did Mr. Oliver say, what are you doing to us?
Yeah, I think he's pretty happy with their 5 champs, but, you know, and that's why it's a team title. It's a team effort. They only had 7 medalists. We had 9 medalists. You know, like I said, if we win those semifinal matches Friday night, it's not even close. It's not even a race, and we take away one of their champions at 120. You know, Logan Dibbern was winning 2-0 and got reversed with 3 seconds left and beaten overtime. But, yeah, they had a tremendous tournament as well, and I'm thinking they probably – thought this was their year. I know going into it, I think they thought they had it in the bag before the tournament even started. And like I told Doug on Saturday, you know, every year we go into the state tournament and there's some team from that D2 district that thinks they're going to beat us and they're just going to walk all over us at the state tournament. But, you know, the last 3 years we proved them wrong.
Tyler Herman with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It was pretty well publicized. In any sport at any level, there's always that debate. Do you, as the so-called underdog, and Pender hadn't been the state champ yet, so I still consider them a little bit of an underdog here. There had been a chance for teams throughout time to talk smack and talk the talk, and it sounds like Pender took that approach. Other teams, like a Howells or whatever you want to say, they have the quiet confidence. And it seems like in this case, it kind of backfired on Pender. You guys probably were more fired up when you hear some smack talk than when you hear Howells or somebody else just trying to be quiet and sneak up on you.
Oh, yeah. The boys told me there's a lot of smack talk going on from the Pender kids. You know, especially on Thursday, my 26-pounder Mason Klingelhofer won a big match in the quarters, and he goes back in the locker room, and he's all happy and smiling, and a couple of Pender kids told him, you won't be smiling when this is all over Saturday, buddy. And they did a good job of fueling the fire for us. They kept our kids motivated and focused, and so actually I'm kind of glad they did that. But like I said, I think they were a little shocked. I think they planned on going in there and just, you know, cleaning house and walking all over us, and we had a different plan in mind. And so, like I said, I'm really happy with our kids, you know, the way they wrestled and the way we came out and took care of business. And all year long, that's been our goal, is to win a state title. And the kids were going to settle for nothing less than that. So, like I said, maybe Pender had more returning state points than us, some higher-ranked kids. But we knew that if we came out and wrestled, we'd be the best team. We'd be the ones coming out on top.
Tyler, you've been the champion. You are the Grand Island of Class D. They're the up-and-comers. This seems like a great rivalry. Are the young kids in place to continue this rivalry a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. We had 10 qualifiers this year. We lose 3 of them, so we got 7 qualifiers back and 6 medalists back, and we got about 4 or 5 freshmen coming up. So we're going to keep reloading and see if we can do it again next year. I think Pender, they got a lot of medalists back this year, but I don't think they got many incoming freshmen that are going to help them out. Actually, we've never seen them before in the regular season, and Denny Oliver talked to me, you know, second week in January, and wanted to know if we could meet halfway at a tournament that second week in January. So we're actually going to meet at the Cross County Invite next year in Strongsburg, head-to-head. So that'd be interesting when we have a little rematch there before the state tournament even happens. But, yeah, it'd be an interesting race again next year. I think we're probably the top 2 teams. I don't know who else is going to be up there, but, you know, I've read the Norfolk Daily News this morning online, and one of their wrestlers made a comment that they were going to win it next year. So it's already started. It's already started. So our boys are already motivated and a couple days after the state tournament, and it'll be interesting.
I've heard the T-shirts already say, if you can't get along, it's time to get it on. So good for that.
No.
Yeah, I think it's just kids being kids, I think, for the most part. You know how kids are, and everybody thinks their team's the best or they're the best, and I guess that's just part of it. As coaches, we don't get involved in any of that. The kids do their own thing. But, you know, it's settled on the mat no matter what. You know, they could talk all they want, but it gets settled on the mat.
That is, and it's also a great thing about sports when you have the ability to kind of tweak your schedule like this to make an opportunity to go against. Well, if you're not good, you can find other teams that are on your level and compete against them. And if you are very good, you can find other teams that are on your level and compete against them. I guess we'll let you get back to class with this one, Tyler. Did you tell the Dibbern boys that it's okay? I mean, they could barrel race, maybe do some goat undecorating in the off season. I mean, if they're going to rodeo, kind of take it a little easy.
Yeah, you know what? It'd be nice if they'd get rid of the bull riding and the bulldog and all that. I don't care if they sit on their horse and they can rope whatever they want. But they're just tough kids, and I don't know if they're going to listen or not. I think they're going to get rid of the bull riding and retire from that for a while, at least throughout their high school career. But the bulldog, and I don't think I got them talked out of that yet. But I'm going to do my best. They're just, like I said, they're tough kids, and they're go-getters, and they're fearless. They're absolutely fearless. Whether it's on the mat or in the rodeo arena or whatever it is. But, yeah, we'll do all we can to try and keep those boys healthy.
You interested in coaching at Kearney High?
Oh, you know what? I've been asked that question a lot the last couple of weeks. But honestly, and this is an honest answer, I really haven't thought about it too much because of the task at hand. You know, my goal was winning the state title and getting as many state champions and state medalists as possible. And now that that's all over, I can go back and evaluate some things and I go from there. But like I said, honestly, I haven't really thought about it much. I was focused on one thing and one thing only, and that's my wrestling team here at Amherst.
Well, they're going to be awesome again next year, and wherever Tyler's at, I think that's a tough decision. And who knows, maybe they don't want him at Kearney. I don't know. young kid like that coaching Class D. Hey, Tyler, whatever happens, we're going to be talking wrestling with you next year, and congratulations to your Broncos.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Take care. Tyler Herman, head coach of the 3-time defending champions in Class D, the Amherst Broncos. I don't know if it's unfortunately, and it's a good thing you have to bring that question up, and I'm glad you did it. I asked Tyler off the air about it.
Well, he hates me already, so it doesn't.
But here's the deal. No matter who this person is that comes into Kearney, you are taking over what many people that are head coaches at all levels, college and high school in this state, believe that Kearney High may be the best place to coach wrestling in the state of Nebraska. A lot of that obviously has to do with what you would be taking over, the stability, the legendary program that coaches McCann and all of his assistants, Danny Miller and all the assistants that they have had and have now, have built up there. Plus, so many people talk about how great the town is, how they believe things are moving forward. Yes, Kearney High School probably isn't the newest school, but that's way down on the list of items. There's so many good things about everything that has to do with being the next coach at Kearney that who wouldn't want to look at that? But if you're the coach at Amherst, if you're the coach at Valentine, if you're the coach at Madison, if you're the coach at Sergeant Burwell, if you're the coach at any of these places, you know, Central City, if you're the coach there, I mean, you are not coaching in Class A, and you have had a lot of success at your school, and I would have to think everything would benefit you, pay, you know, stature, the top wrestlers. I mean, it just like any sport. There you go. It's just amazing. So we'll see how that plays out.
It's an interesting deal, and that'll be talked about in the wrestling circles for the next 3 months or till they name somebody. And we'll try and bring it to you first here on the Doug and Daddy Show because, you know, we'll have a beat on it.
Hey, Daddy, we're trying to talk wrestling and something else in every segment here. The something else right now. Are we going to have to go through this all year? Nebraska baseball.
Oh, man.
They were picked fourth in the conference while you were away. Many people thought they would pick first or second. They're picked fourth. Had three players to watch. They don't do an all-conference preseason team. They give you the players to watch. Cash Kielkowski and two pitchers, Tom Lemke, on that list. But then one of the major problems that they had last year is that when they had a chance to win the game, they didn't have anybody to close the game. They lost a lot of games in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings, and they lost two games this weekend in the 9th inning to Gonzaga, who is not a national power by any means. So not the way that this team and Darren Erstad wanted to get started. Competitive, but they start 0-3.
It's unacceptable. And I'm sure Darren Erstad's telling his team it's unacceptable. They give up an error on Friday night to lose the game. Then you lose. I mean, it's not like you got a one-run lead and they got the meat of their order coming
yesterday
up.
Yesterday, too. Gonzaga, 3 runs, 1 hit in the 9th.
You know, to lose games like that, and that's all Darren Erstad wants you to do. Hard-nosed baseball, compete, play fundamental baseball.
Don't pop up a bunt with nobody out and a guy on first in the bottom of the 9th when you're down by 1.
Things like that.
God. Take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. They will be playing at Corpus Christi, Texas, in the Kleberg Bank College Classic at Whataburger Field. That's all good stuff right there. And that's what's coming up next weekend. They get Utah a couple of games. They play Texas A&M Corpus Christi, and they take on UNLV. I'm sure the Huskers will get it going. They just need to grow. Maybe we ought to put a little TNL pivot system on them at practice. They'll grow. They'll get better. They'll get stronger, just like the crops in your field. And you can experience the TNL difference because if you're tired of electric pivot repair hassles, failed gearboxes and micro switches when the least expect that, well, they've got it for you, taken care of at TNL. Hydrostatically powered design, safe and proven, eliminates the hassles. You can check it out online at TLIRR.com or contact your local TNL dealer today. Just because you walk in the door doesn't mean they have to sell you tens of thousands of dollars worth of equipment. But once you see how it's going to benefit you and make you money, you're more willing to find out how to get one in your field at TNL. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, Darren Garfield of Central City and Daddy's second favorite sport when we come back.
Hey, we're Mike and Mike again for P90X, the amazing workout program that changed both our lives, making us look and feel better than at any time we could remember.
I'll never forget the first time I started P90X, doing push-ups for the first time since I was a kid, and how sore I was after week one. But after that first 90 days when I started the second round, it was incredible the difference of how I started out that round and how much better I felt both mentally and physically.
And check out this brand new limited time offer. For only $14.95, now you can try P90X for a full 30 days risk-free, and they're even going to pay for the shipping. Free shipping, 30-day risk-free trial. If you don't love it, they'll give you your money back. It's for a limited time, so jump on this before it's gone. Get all the details by calling or going online at 800-333-9595. That's 800-333-9595 or online at espnradio.com/Mike. That's 800-333-9595 or espnradio.com/Mike. For P90X, do it now.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Pickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As cloudy conditions continue today, we'll see some scattered rain showers still possible with highs up around the lower 40s. Winds will stay to the south at 10 to 20. There's a slight chance for rain showers mixing with snow into tonight with a low of 24. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 41. Hey!
Duck and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Oh, Daddy, just because you were on vacation doesn't mean that you're Nebraska women's bowling team.
Oh, absolutely not. Those ladies were fired up, headed out to Baltimore for the Morgan State Invitational.
Boom!
Got to the finals. You knew the team they didn't want to face because they've stared them in the eyes before. Farley, Dickinson! Yes, they defeated our girls. But the good news coming out of this invitational, Kayla Johnson, 216 average. Valerie Culberry, 214 average. The young girls are coming along. Nebraska went 10-1 in this. What a great, great, great second place finish. And they're strong. They're feeling good about themselves. Bill Straub says it's an excellent performance for the kids. Our future is bright for this team.
What's next?
Heading to Nashville, the Music City Classic, held March 16th through the 18th. So,
well, that's a long layoff.
Well, you got to fuel up on Marlboro Reds and Miller High Life.
Man, well, they probably got to practice a little, what, Toby Keith?
I would assume.
Miranda Lambert?
I would assume. By the way, Monday night, I believe The Voice is on again tonight. I got a chance to catch up on one episode last night. Folks, if you never checked out The Voice, it's the time. I know Big Monday's on. You got Texas Baylor. You got Connecticut playing Villanova. Villanova, a tough one on Saturday night. Got to see that on the plane on the way home. Notre Dame comes back.
Creighton, baby.
Ooh.
That's good stuff.
What, down eight? So, down eight with what, 4.5 or five left?
Yeah, it's so fun when the wrestling gets over, watching him transform everything that's going on. And by the time I got done, they actually had the whole floor laid down. There were some Creighton kids shooting on it. But quick turnaround there at the CenturyLink Center, and then Creighton finds a way to score at the buzzer and kind of get the thing going in the right direction again. That would have been another tough loss. Sub-district boys basketball begins across the state tonight in classes C and D on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We bring you C19 action from Hastings College all week long. It begins tonight at 7 with St. Cecilia and Gibbon. St. Cecilia in the play-in game. What? All five teams with winning records. You just don't see that anywhere else. The winner will play Minden tomorrow, and Kearney Catholic will play Adams Central. The sub-district finals for all of these are on Thursday, and that's on the Breeze 94.5. We've also got action on Classic Hits 98.9. The girls' district finals are coming up on Friday. And the Nebraska School Activities Association has chosen its next executive director. Rhonda Blanford Green. She's the Associate Commissioner of the Colorado High School Activities Association for the past 16 years. Blah, 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 blah. There'll be more out on this. Here's all I can say about this, because if you're listening out there, you don't know what to think. Here's what I've got to say about this. Everybody I've talked to, which isn't 60 people, of the four people that were candidates, this seemed to be the one that everybody thought was the right one to choose. So let's go along with that and believe that Rhonda Blanford Green should be the next executive director of the NSAA. And I know Darren Garfield of Central City gives it his stamp of approval. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are we doing?
We're doing outstanding. How's things in Bison Country?
You know what? It's going. It's kind of a soggy morning over here, as it is everywhere else, I think. But otherwise, it's not going too bad.
We had the Night of Champions last year, which was incredible, and we figured it would be years and years if it ever happened again. And it's so much tougher to keep repeating, and some teams are able to do that. But there was at no point this year a thought that you guys could catch Scott, I don't think, by anybody. Yet you finish as the runner-up, and this was probably as close as anybody's been to Scott in the 14 years outside of when you won it last year.
Well, you know, I couldn't be more proud of our guys. I told my wife last night, I had just as good a feeling, you know, coming home Saturday night with a runner-up trophy as I did a year ago, coming home with our state championship trophy, just because I think we maxed out. I think our guys laid it on the line. You know, like you said, it would have been a pretty daunting task for anybody to catch Scott this year. And, you know, I don't think very many people really gave us much of a chance, not only to beat Scott, to even be in the top two. So, you know, for us to bring a runner-up trophy off of what we have lost from our last year's team, you know, as far as graduation goes, I couldn't be more pleased, more proud of our guys.
Well, I've got a point of contention with you and your staff, because I was never offered to purchase a Scott Buster T-shirt, first of all. And I think that was you know, the Scott kids knew about it, and every time, you know, you guys were matched up, they knew who broke that streak, and there was some retribution. Did your kids know that or get that feeling?
You know what, I'll be honest with you, they're not too worried about, our guys aren't too worried about what other teams are doing. So those Scott Buster T-shirts, I knew, probably ruffled some feathers, but that was our booster clubs doing, you know, it wasn't our guys. And so we really didn't have a whole lot to do with that. But you know what, it is what it is. You know, if somebody was going to beat Scott, I'm sure glad it was us. And to be perfectly honest, when you got a team that has the demographics of the entire state of Nebraska to pick from, you know, we're wrestling with the guys that live in our district. And that's something we're very proud of. Our accomplishments are all done with the guys that are born and raised in Central City, and guys that have gone through our youth program. And we take a very, very big degree of respect. You know, we respect our guys so much, because we, you know, it's very prideful for our guys to be able to do that. And we do it with the guys that we have in our town, within our city limits of 2,800 people. And so for us to do that, you know, be the ones to knock them off last year, we're very, very proud of that.
Oh, come on. None of those kids are from Archer?
You know what? I don't think any of them are, actually. But it was in our district anyway. So.
Darren Garfield, head coach of the Central City wrestling team. Boy, your Mylanta moments on Saturday had to be up there with anybody ever. All three matches coming right down to the wire, two 1-point matches, one overtime match. Jake's your state champion, but everybody's talking about the match with Connor Bowling and Adams out of Scott's Bluff. Take me through that, because so many people calling it maybe the best match on Saturday. Most exciting, best.
You bet. It was a good one. I think the complexion of the match kind of changed when after Connor got his takedown. We got dinged for a stalling call. Now, I mean, it's such a judgment call. It is what it is. But I think had we not been called for that stalling call in the second period, it would have changed our approach in the third. Late in that match, we knew we had to keep moving, keep on the attack, because if we didn't, we were going to get dinged again, and that would have tied the match up. So the approach probably would have been different had we not had that stall call in the second period. But, Connor is a champion in every sense of the word. I just, that kid is just absolutely amazing, everything he does. So it was tough to see him come up short, but, one match is not going to define Connor Bowling, and he's got a lot more good things going to happen to him down the road.
What's he doing after in college? What's his choice?
He has signed with the University of Nebraska at Kearney, and they're going to have a kid walk in that has so much mat time, it's ridiculous. He's going to, I think he's going to contribute right away, and so he's going to be a multiple All-American, there's no doubt in my mind, and Kearney's getting a heck of a good kid with him.
Darren, when you coach a kid like that, and it's no disrespect to anybody else who's ever been in your program, but he's the best one you've ever coached, isn't he?
He's by far the most talented kid I've been around. But the talent aside is that's secondary to what he is as a person, to what he is as a competitor. He is absolutely the best role model. If my kids are half of what he is, I'll be very, very proud. He's just in every way, shape, or form, every walk of life. He is a great student. He's the kids around the school just love him because he just, he's a role model for his peers. He's everything you want in a great kid. Connor is today what he is because of the work he's put in. He's done everything he can as far as out of state meets. From the time he was 5 years old, that kid's been wrestling and working towards, what he has right now. And so he is by far one of the neatest individuals I've ever been lucky enough to be associated with.
Jake Brown falls 5-4. He's a junior. And Jake Anderson wins in overtime, state champion. He's a junior. You'll have those two to lead your program going into next year.
Yeah, they're going to be our leaders. We also have two other juniors, that were both state medals this year as well, with Colby Lenhart getting fourth for us and Kyle Sutton getting fifth. So we've got four pretty good juniors this year that are going to come back next year and be our leaders. We've got, I'm pretty sure we're going to be in Class C next year, which is maybe a little bit of a break for us. I have to deal with that Catholic school over there across the way. But we're excited to be where we're at, and I think we've got a good nucleus coming back where we should be pretty competitive.
Well, if you get a 5X Scott Buster T-shirt, I'd sure take one.
I will definitely see what I can do for you.
Darren, hey, that sounds great. We appreciate the time. Congratulations on another good year, and we look forward to doing it all again next season.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Take care from Central City. They are the Class B runner-up, Darren Garfield. So we'll probably have another new champ next year in C.
I would.
Crazy. Congratulations to the Bison, the state runner-up behind Scott.
Now, that throw a wrinkle, that throw a curveball into those other kids, the Class C, the Madisons, the Valentines that are saying, all right, we think we're okay. Central City says, well, that's just our classification. We're going to wrestle where they tell us to wrestle.
Let's get it on.
If you can't get along.
Herb Dean. Did you see that?
You know what? That is another thing I learned via email from my friend Douglas here. Herb Dean, March 30th, right out here at the event center.
RFA 2.
It's going to, great, great matchup. George Ivel, Houston Alexander, get your tickets today.
Oh, you sure missed. You missed Ellenberger.
Did he win?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Diego Sanchez.
Yeah.
Wasn't that good?
Nebraska, it was okay. It was fun. It was fun because you at least had somebody to root for. Husker women win. It seems like every game this year, Jordan Hooper gets more rebounds, but they needed a win. They've been on a big slide.
18 rebounds, the most ever for Connie Yorey-coached Husker lady.
So there you go. And now Nebraska will be at Michigan State on Thursday. The Nebraska men, boom, 80-57. Feel that, Illinois. That ought to get your coach fired first. They will be at Purdue on Wednesday.
We were in the Houston airport. sitting around our group of guys, and somebody says, Husker, I think the Husker men won 80-58, and somebody piped it in and says, oh, that's a women's score. Come on. The people next to us were shaking their heads laughing. They go, no, it was a Husker man.
Look at that. UNK men, great weekend. They came from 21 down on Friday. Then they shoot 57% on Saturday. They got a chance to host an Armat game with all the injuries that they've had, and Ethan Brozek's playing so good. And
Tyler Shields went a little crazy there in the second half.
And threw down a couple, and the Lopers both play at Shadron State on Saturday. The women, they go double overtime. But, Coach Chaney, great job. And then they win on Friday. They lose on Saturday. But they go to overtime on Friday because with 2 seconds left in the game, their opponents are called for an over-the-back foul. What the hell are you doing on the lane? That's just poor coaching. You're up two, shooting your free throw. With 2 seconds left, UNK has 2 seconds to throw something in. What good is it going to do you down there battling for a rebound? Get out of the way! Morons. Hastings women, as good as they are, they're still the fifth seed in the GPAC. They absolutely thump fourth-ranked Morningside, 69-42. They play at Briarcliff Wednesday. The men needed one more win to make the postseason, and they will come up short. So to Lance Creech and his guys, let's see if we can get her done again next year. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back at the Midway Auto Group dealership broadcast booth, we are going to hear just a couple comments from Coach McCann. Caught up with him, Tom McCann, after it was all said and done on a Friday. Folks, don't forget the Midway Auto Experience, Kearney's best pre-owned dealer and new car dealer, voted on by the Chamber of Commerce for 2012, an honor that they don't take lightly, and would like to thank everyone who has helped them get there. So in celebration of the big award, the team at Midway has sat down and drastically reduced the price on their hassle-free pre-owned selection. The best way to embrace the award, put more happy customers in their fantastic selection of Midway certified pre-owned vehicles. See them on South 2nd. Here it's on Kearney. See them today. See them tomorrow.
Back after this.
Midway.com.
Back after this.
Okay, back after this. Back after this.
Hey, Golic.
Yeah, Screeny.
I was just on CapitalOneCup.com checking the Capital One Cup standings.
Oh, yeah? Who's in the lead now?
UCLA is up on the women's side after winning the volleyball championship and a top 10 finish in soccer.
Way to go, Bruins. Who's leading on the men's side?
Tight race. Alabama, North Dakota State, North Carolina. Three-way tie after the fall championships.
Wow. So with two more seasons of college sports, it sounds like any school could make a run at the trophy and a combined $400,000 in scholarships.
That's right. Don't forget, fans can vote for the Capital One Cup Impact Performance of the Week at ESPN.com/Capital One Cup.
Save the day on your next mattress at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Right now, for a limited time, get a Serta Eurotop Queen Mattress and Box Spring Set featuring a cashmere blend cover, only $398. Hurry in and take advantage of this special buy because it's only available while quantities last. It's one of the many amazing values Sam's Club offers, like Serta Twin Mattresses, starting at $99.87. For added convenience, ask about having your mattress delivered. Additional fees for delivery. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Nobody likes surprise repair charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost a half century of experience to solve most problems. AutoTech Specialist is a Napa Auto Care Center. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles, and every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Surprised? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialist at 25th and Avenue I for no surprises. Find out all about ATS on Facebook.
The 2012 State High School Wrestling Tournament is in the books. What another incredible year, and you heard it all right here.
You know, it's been a great journey. We got a great ride at Kearney, and we've had some tremendous success down here over the years. It's one of those things you leave with a little sadness. It's all about the kids.
Summers and Keating come back to the middle again. Keating still trying for that big throw. He's in on a good shot. He's in on a cradle.
12-9. He's got it on his back. Keating trying to pin him, and Keating's going to win the match. Oh, my goodness.
Took him down and put him on his back.
He just beat the two-time defending runner-up. Tobenheim's working his way out. He gets out, and he puts the Harvard wrestler right to his back. Tobenheim gets a pin, so now he's pinned all but one on the season. Looks like Reedy may take him down here. There it is. Takedown's awarded. He's got a 4-0 lead.
It's over. Reedy, one win away from being a four-time state champion.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we take care of all of our guests with BK. Two croissant sandwiches, just $4 for breakfast, served until 11 every day in their two locations in Kearney. You know, basically, if you're in Amherst, the closest one would be out on 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart. If you're in Grand Island, you're cruising down the interstate, you pop off there and go to 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema, and congratulations, and they take care of their champions. Tri-City Storm, they win a pair of games over the weekend. They actually score 8 goals. A game with 8 goals, they actually scored it, and they beat Lincoln. They play Lincoln 3 out of 4 games. They've got Lincoln tomorrow night here on ESPN Radio on the road, then they're back home Friday and Saturday.
Plus a hat trick in that one.
Kenny Brooks. Nebraska women stay in the poll. But, oh, Daddy, it's only fair.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We've talked about one of your favorite sports today with the Nebraska women's bowling team. Now it's time to talk about one of your favorite coaches. This has just been relayed to me. Thanks, Peter. From the Montreal Alouettes of the Canadian Football League. Sources tell us that former Akron linebacker coach Kevin Cosgrove has accepted the same position with Montreal. Now he's coaching the pros in Canada. Kevin Cosgrove.
Well, that gives you something to look forward to your career ending when you're trying to make it to the NFL and think, maybe I'll go to the Canadian League for a couple years. Unbelievable. That is a crazy, crazy fraternity that coaching deal is. Once you get in, I don't know what you got to do to get in, but you can't get out, apparently.
Oh, Doug says, Saturday night, the second half of the UNK game, Tyler Shields throws down back-to-back dunks, then hits a three-pointer for 7 straight points to take the Loper lead from 5-10. Trivia question, he says, I don't know the answer. Name the last Loper to have back-to-back dunks in a game. Has it ever happened? Oh, probably on those great teams that went to the Elite Eight, maybe.
You know, I would surely.
Somewhere. Yeah, it's not like, yeah, but I mean, heck, back-to-back dunks in a game anytime is something special. So that's cool to see the Kearney High grad getting in and getting to do some things here. And hopefully the Lopers can keep it going. Loper baseball, tough weekend against 8th-ranked Emporia, getting ready for the MIAA. Softball team went 3-1 in important games against the Northern Sun if they have postseason aspirations. So congratulations there. Husker softball team, not sure that the competition was that great, but they went 5-0 over the weekend.
Yeah, they're 8-3 now on the year, 8-3 or 8-2, so good for them.
And Tucker Lane wins his 100th career match as a Nebraska Cornhusker.
Yeah, that's a heavyweight, and to do that, good for him.
Before we wrap it up, it would not be a wrestling recap show without talking about Tom McCann, who's just been classy this whole time since everybody's talked about his retirement, and Denny Miller, and of course, not just this last couple of weeks, but always has been. Had a chance to catch up with Coach McCann after, I think we can safely say, I've been here 15 years. It's the worst Saturday that Kearney High has ever had. Now, whether that had anything to do, if I figured it right, I had them 1-7 because Both the kids in the finals got second. Stunningly, Hunter Bamford, who everybody was hoping to win three and go for four, and he handled it with class, and he'll be back next year. And he just wrestled an outstanding kid from Burke, so there's nothing to be ashamed of there. It's not like he made a mistake. He just got beat 6-5. And then Nels loses his match. They had 2 sixth-place finishers, so that they both go 0-2 Saturday. And Stansbury wrestled pretty good because he took Locks of Hastings, a one-point loss. So he won one to get into third and fourth. So it was a tough day on the mat, but emotional afterwards. Standing ovation from the crowd as they took the tennis shoes out and put them in the center of the mat. And the Kearney crowd was there, but so was the whole crowd at CenturyLink. And a few minutes after it was all done, I had a chance to catch up with Coach McCann. The funny thing is here, as you'll see, we start with one question, basically about Hunter Bamford, and then see where it goes from there, because as he usually does, he doesn't like to talk about just the one kid. So here's what we had with Coach McCann.
Talking with Kearney Wrestling Coach Tom McCann as the season comes to an end here for the Bearcats and a career comes to an end for him and Denny Miller. Coach, I know you're going to want to start with the wrestling on the mat here this afternoon and by the weekend for the Bearcats, but obviously the crowd was stunned about the great match that Hunter had, but it's stunning when he has his first loss here at the state tournament. Tell us about the match.
Well, we knew that kid was tough. We beat him last year 4-2, and he's good on his feet. You know, maybe we didn't play the odds right, but you know, as a coach, you take the odds. We went down to try and get away, and he just cut us. We never had an opportunity on top. That's where Hunter's the best. So, you know, that didn't play in our favor, but to think that he was going to take us down, I think, 3 times in a match was, you know, that was one of the things. We just got out of position. We had a shot to win it. We ran deep on him, had his leg, and just quite couldn't finish it up. That would have broke him, but, you know, the kid's good. That's why his record's what it is, but you know, Hunter wrestled hard, can't fault him. If we'd had a little time on top or if we'd have just gotten to an overtime where we would have had to have gone down, I think it would have been a different ball game. So, you know, we've come down here and won them all on the last day, and today wasn't one of our better days. It was, kids wrestled hard. We lost, well, I don't know, it looked like 4 or 5 1-pointers and a couple 2-pointers, but our kids wrestled tough. It's been a long season. I think they may be emotionally drained knowing that their coaching staff's retiring. They really rose to the occasion the last couple of weeks, had a great district meet, and we just had a lot of kids along the way. We probably should have 3 or 4 other medalists, but all lost tough matches, and they competed hard, so can't put my finger on it. But Neil's wrestled a real tough seasoned veteran and was in the match and just needed a little bit. You know, here or there, he could have won that match, but Wilcox was tough, so and we knew that. But, you know, he did real well getting into the finals. He wrestled hard. And he was battling to the end, so maybe there's a case we should have put him on his feet. That's where he's good at instead of down at the bottom. But as a coach, you always play the odds, and when you're winning the match, you take down thinking you can get away. He just get real tough. So, and what hurt us was the 3-point near fall. We had the match under control, but when you let a guy put the half in and get you to your back for 3 points, he could have folded there, but he didn't. He came back and made a match out of it. But that's what really hurt us, the near fall points.
Tom McCann's with us here. Then you and Denny retire the way wrestlers retire. Can you talk about the moment of taking the shoes out? Was there any significance to the pair that you put out there?
Well, those are the shoes we've been wearing all year, our meets, and that was upon it. You know, I was Denny. Denny said, let's do it. I said, well, I don't want to, you know, try and do anything. But he said, no, let's do it. And so we did it. And that's, you know, I guess it's significant that you're retiring, and which I guess the old wrestlers do, lay their shoes on the mat. So somebody asked if we're going to leave our cowboy boots out there this year. I said, no, I'm not a cowboy. But, you know, it's been a great journey. And it's been, you know, you can't look at the last match. You just have to look at the total picture. And we got a great ride at Kearney. And, you know, I think we'll finish in the top 10, 6th or 7th. And, you know, and we've had some tremendous success down here over the years. And I still think that'll keep us probably one of the top teams overall in the past 16, 17 years. So, but, you know, it's one of those things you leave with a little sadness when your kids don't win it, because it's all about the kids, and we wanted those guys to perform. So we had a great group of kids this year, and most of them will be back next year. Hey, they'll dig in, and they'll be tough next year. And I'll be looking for 100 to win it next year.
Tom, again, we've had a chance to talk quite a bit over the last couple of weeks. Thanks for everything, and enjoy retirement, however long that may be.
Well, I'll take a little time off. I don't know. I'll be somewhere next year doing something. Thanks, Doug.
No doubt about it. Tom McCann, Kearney High wrestling coach, after all that finished up on Saturday.
Emotional?
He was emotional coming off the mat, yeah. He tried to keep it under control, but yeah, he was emotional coming off the mat. But, I mean, as many of the guys that he coaches with and have coached with that was possible that could get on the floor, which was basically this year's staff. I mean, you know, the handshakes, the hugs, all the people that he's worked with, of course it's going to be emotional. And didn't take him long to compose himself. I mean, we gave him some time. Didn't want to just jump on him as soon as he walked off of the or walked into the workout area. But, yeah, and I think it was more so, yeah, you walk out, you look back. I mean, there's some cool stuff. Go to the Facebook page for Kearney Wrestling after you check out the ESPN Superstation page. Nah, go to the Kearney Wrestling one first, then come to the ESPN Superstation one. Hey, we want to thank all the wrestling folks over the last however long. I could say days, weeks, but anytime we appreciate their help. And, of course, today to Mike Shadwinkle of Grand Island, Tyler Herman of Amherst, and Darren Garfield joining us as well from Central City. Tomorrow, Sean Callahan joins us, his tour through Central Nebraska, Hastings Tuesday, Kearney Wednesday, and Thursday in Grand Island. Tonight he's in McCook, so check him out in McCook for his spring trip, going through all the recruits and such. But to Sean, among our guests tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to have you back.
Hey, we'll see you 22 hours and 50 minutes from now, Doug and Daddy.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.